a pilot program intended to help deal with noise issues from cargo ships anchored off the Southern Gulf Islands and Eastern Vancouver Island, including the Cowichan Valley, will become permanent. In the latest newsletter from the Vancouver-Fraser Port Authority, which operates the Port of Vancouver, the VFPA said the arrival and departure window for ships anchoring off many of the Cowichan Valley's seaside communities, and others along the coast, is now a permanent standard for ship operators dealing with the Port of Vancouver. This decision follows a 12-month pilot period during which more than 50 ship operators adjusted their arrival and departure times to and from the Port of Vancouver's anchorages in this area, when possible, to avoid rolling out their anchors in the area at night. The newsletter said the pilot program helped reduce the number of nighttime arrivals and departures at the Southern Gulf Islands and East Vancouver Island anchorages, and associated noise complaints declined by more than 50% since it was initiated in July 2023. Now that it's permanent, the arrival and departure window will continue to mitigate noise disruptions from anchored ships while ensuring ship movements to and from anchorages in the area remain fluid, the VFPA said. There are 33 commercial vessel anchorages located throughout the Southern Gulf Islands and local areas, including 6 in operation in Cowichan Bay and 6 near Ladysmith and Saltaire harbors. Repeated calls have been made by local governments, MPs, community groups and First Nations about protecting clam beds, prawns, oysters and endangered species from the environmental impact of the anchored vessels. As well as the environmental concerns, issues have also been raised over the years about the noise and light pollution the anchored vessels create. It's become a long-standing issue, particularly for residents of Saltaire, Chemainus, Thetis and Penelakut Islands, other Gulf Islands, Cowichan Bay, Ladysmith and Nanaimo. But the VFPA said it has no intention of abolishing the anchorages, as some have suggested, because they are integral to port operations, including the fact that they provide important surge capacity during peak demand or supply chain disruptions. The newsletter said many operational reasons drive the need for ships to anchor in and around the Port of Vancouver. These include berth and cargo availability, mandatory inspections, ship clearance processes, maintenance and repairs, and weather-related constraints preventing some cargoes from being loaded when it rains. External factors, including seasonability, geopolitical and labor conflicts, economic conditions and extreme weather events putting pressure on the supply chains, also impact traffic at designated anchorages in the South Coast region, the VFPA said. For these reasons, the use of and the need for anchorages will remain to support the safe and efficient movement of Canadian trade through the Port of Vancouver.